Halloween Haunt, your source for ghoulish history, traditions, haunted poems, and stories. And here he is, your favorite creep, the Halloween Haunter.
In another edition of the Halloween Haunt, we go into the history of trick-or-treating. It's fascinating, and I recommend you listen to be properly educated. Today, however, I wanted to focus on some random Halloween treat facts. The top 5 treats last year in America, in terms of sales, were...
Number 5.
Milky Way, the Galactic Treat.
Number 4.
Kit Kat. I am a cat person.
Number 3.
Peanut Butter Cups. Hey, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. Good thing I like you.
Number 2.
Snickers, for those with a good sense of humor.
Number 1.
Candy Corn. The Vegetarian's Treat. Candy corn was invented in the 1880s and first produced by the Wonderly Company. Brock's claims to be the biggest producer of candy corn today. The National Confectioners Association says about 20 million pounds are sold every year, and Brock's alone sells about 2 billion kernels per Halloween season, enough for about 10 per person in the United States. If you don't like them, I'll take them. The Snickers bar was introduced in 1930. It was named after the Mars family horse. The Snickers Fun Size was introduced in 1968 and was such a hit at Halloween that we still have it. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were invented 2 years earlier, in 1928. While H.B. Reese's company was not part of Hershey until 1963, he did work for the Hershey Company, and the chocolate has always been Hershey's, according to Hershey's. Unlike the other candies on this list, Kit Kat was invented in England. It originally came out in 1935 as Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp. It became Kit Kat in 1937 when they realized the old name was boring. Although it's now made by Hershey in the United States, in every other country it's made by Nestle. The Milky Way bar was created in 1923 and was the first candy bar invented by Forrest Mars. It was designed to taste like a malted milkshake. It was the first big success for the Mars company, which had been making candy for 20 years or so by then. Talk about stick-to-itiveness. As you can tell, chocolate is the favorite treat at Halloween, which isn't too bad. At least chocolate has tannins, which slow down the growth of plaque on the teeth. Hard candy, on the other hand, just rots and rots and rots. I could go for a Jolly Rancher candy right now. Another treat for children is the opportunity to help other children around the world while scaring adults at the same time. Trick or treat for UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, was begun in Philadelphia in 1950 and has been going ever since. In some parts of the world, they've begun to focus on non-trick or treat activities, but in the US, you can still get the box and collect on Halloween. A link is available at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com, and boxes are also available at many Hallmark Gold Ground stores. And no, I didn't get paid for that plug. I should have thought of that before I started talking. Oh well. Popcorn balls are a traditional favorite at Halloween in America. I'm not sure why. There are many ways to make them, but the basic version involves popcorn, sugar, and corn syrup, among other things. Some people still put them into trick-or-treat bags, but I imagine many are thrown out. if only for safety or paranoid reasons. Caramel and candy apples of medicinal fate, unfortunately. Because Halloween falls during apple harvesting season, there are many treats associated with apples. A favorite of mine is apple cider. It has to be cloudy to be good. And don't forget bobbing for apples, a favorite game at Halloween. You should hear about where that came from. I'll tell you about it sometime, if you'd like. Wow, all of this has made me hungry. I'm going to try to scare up an O. Henry bar. Would you like me to delve into any of these treats more deeply? I would be happy to. Tell me at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com, where you can also find much more information on your favorite treats, courtesy of the Halloween Haunt.